KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 25 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today, a high around 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Officials of the Creston Police Department say a woman residing in the 800 or the 700 block of Hickory Street had reported Wednesday evening that sometime between 8 and 8:30 p.m. back on February 25th, cash was taken from her purse at her place of employment. The loss was estimated at $60. And the Creston PD said 23-year-old Rebecca Holbrook of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Decatur County warrant, charging her with false information for a citation. Holbrook was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. An education board has delighted residents of the city of Crescent by voting to keep the community's elementary school open despite a recommendation by the superintendent that it be closed as a cost-saving measure due to declining enrollment. The Council Bluffs Board of Education voted this week 5-2 to keep the Crescent Elementary School open. Superintendent Martha Bruckner had recommended closing the school, saying the district would have saved $185,000 annually. The district's proposal to close the elementary school in Pottawatomie County would have sent students to the Lewis and Clark Elementary School in Council Bluffs. Crescent resident Michelle Shea said that she's happy about the decision because the school has been a positive experience for her family and children. Well, the Senate Education Committee has given unanimous approval to a bill that would make some adjustments in the way that state tax dollars are distributed to public school districts. Senator Amy Sinclair of Allerton is the committee's chair.
A student's zip code should not dictate the quality of their education.
One part of the bill proposes incremental increases in state support of geographically large districts with huge busing costs.
The transportation equity piece over the course of 10 years will fully fund the transportation of every single district.
And the other part of the bill will equalize per pupil spending.
That's a holdover from when the current funding formula was developed. There were some districts that were above what the state determined would be the state cost per pupil. And so they were allowed to levy up to $175 per student over what the state cost per pupil was in property taxes. It is just a built-in inequity to property taxpayers, to the students who are there. It needed to be addressed.
School officials in Davenport especially have complained that calculations set decades ago means other districts get to spend more on each student than Davenport is allowed. Some legislators worry about the $15 to $20 million price tag for the fix to this problem. Republicans are seeking exemptions for religious institutions from a new law that adds oversight to boarding schools in Iowa. The Senate Education Committee voted 9-5 Wednesday along party lines for the bill, which is now available for debate in the Senate. The legislature passed a law last year raising required standards at private children's residential facilities in response to abuse allegations at a Keokuk boarding school that had little state oversight. The bill would exempt a bona fide religious institution from school accreditation. Iowa law doesn't define such institutions, though. Democrats say the bill diminishes last year's law. Senator Tim Cranebrink says the bill would ensure a school in his district that teaches struggling students wouldn't be hurt by the accreditation standards. He says the bill doesn't exempt state inspections. Republicans have reversed course on plans to reduce early voting and polling hours in Iowa as part of a bill that would require voters to show identification. The proposed changes were briefly attached to Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate's voter ID bill in the House. The changes were dropped by the time lawmakers in the House State Government Committee voted Tuesday night to approve the bill. The proposed changes were also not included in a version of the bill that passed Wednesday in a Senate subcommittee. Representative Ken Reiser, a Marion Republican, sought the changes in early voting and polling hours, but she said the bill had stronger support without those provisions. Pate supports keeping the current system for early voting and polling hours. A proposal to eliminate straight party voting remains in the House bill. Republican lawmakers have approved a second bill that would ban abortion in Iowa after 20 weeks of pregnancy. A GOP-led subcommittee of the House Human Resources Committee signed off on the legislation Wednesday. It's similar to legislation approved one day earlier in a Senate subcommittee. Separately, a so-called personhood bill was approved on Monday in a Republican-led subcommittee in the Senate. It would outlaw abortion by declaring life begins at conception. Both proposals would likely face legal challenges, especially the Life at Conception bill, which would violate longtime U.S. Supreme Court precedent. Both measures require approval in a full committee this week to survive the legislative deadline for policy bills. It's unclear if enough Republican lawmakers who hold majorities in both chambers support either measure for them to be approved amid likely Democratic opposition. A House committee has approved a bill that would extend Iowa's existing medical marijuana program. The House Public Safety Committee voted on Tuesday with bipartisan support for the extension, and it's now available for debate in the House. The bill would remove a scheduled sunset this year for Iowa to allow the use of cannabis oil for certain epilepsy patients. The bill would also add language to streamline any future federal designation of certain drug medications related to cannabis oil. The same committee decided recently not to take up a comprehensive bill that would have created a system for growing and distributing cannabis oil. Supporters of the more comprehensive system say the extension is not enough. Some GOP lawmakers also backed the comprehensive bill, but they say their caucus is monitoring federal activity on the issue. Republican lawmakers are fast-tracking a bill that labor unions say would reduce compensation benefits for workers injured on the job in Iowa. The bill advanced from both House and Senate Commerce subcommittees on Wednesday. Full committee consideration is planned for today. The proposed measure includes provisions to end worker benefits at the age of 67, reduce benefits for injuries tied to pre-existing conditions, and minimize late fees for employers. Opponents say the changes would burden employees and favor businesses. Some businesses that support the bill say it would protect employers and close loopholes exploited in existing workers' compensation law. The bill would have to be approved by a full committee this week to survive a procedural deadline for policy bills. Legislation that would have repealed Iowa's bottle bill narrowly cleared a House committee Wednesday, but a key supporter said it will go no further this year. Representative Ross Postin, a Republican from Walcott, says it'll take a few years to adjust other parts of the bill that would have raised money to expand recycling efforts.
It's going to be a very slow process. We don't want to rush through this. Just getting it out of committee was a big deal for us.
The bill cleared the House Environmental Protection Committee by just one vote. Under Iowa's 39-year-old bottle bill, consumers pay a nickel deposit on each container of beer and pop they buy. They may then get the deposit back if they return the empties rather than throw the cans and bottles in the trash. Supporters say Iowa is now one of the top states for recycling beverage containers. Critics say the empty containers are filthy and grocery stores should not be required to accept those empty cans and bottles. Michelle Hurd, president of the Iowa Grocery Industry Association, calls the bill a work in progress.
I think what we wanted to do with this bill was get a good starting place for discussion going forward.
And previous efforts over the past couple of decades to repeal the bottle bill or even expand it to cover water bills have stalled as legislators struggled to find an acceptable alternative. Last Wednesday night, Republicans on the House committee advanced a bill that includes a dozen gun-related proposals. The centerpiece of the bill, though, is the so-called Stand Your Ground policy. Representative Matt Winchittle, a Republican from Missouri Valley, is the bill's chief architect.
It is about the right to self-preservation. This is about making sure Iowans who ever find themselves in that terrible situation where they have to make a snap decision, that they don't have that fear in the back of their mind of being prosecuted, taken to court, and losing a whole bunch of money on attorney's fees and time out of their life when they were justified in defending themselves or another person.
Democrats on the committee voted against the bill. Representative Mary Wolf, a Democrat from Clinton, said the Stand Your Ground provision would let someone shoot to kill to protect not just their life, but their property.
I do believe that it would indisputably make Iowa a more dangerous place to live. In Iowa, we do not feel that a car or a bicycle or any piece of property is worth a person's life.
The bill will no longer grant a lifetime permit to carry a concealed weapon in Iowa. In addition, a previous version of the bill would have ended gun-free zones in some public places and allowed guns in hospitals, college campuses, and the state capitol. Winchittle concedes it was a lead balloon and it's no longer in the bill. The legislation's latest version, however, says citizens who believe they are adversely affected by any new gun-free zone or on state or local government property can sue for damages. The news was brought to you this morning by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.